Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn has been facing a lot of criticism lately. The police chief recently came under fire after it was revealed that he had made changes to the way in which the department deals with immigrants without public input or the approval of the Fire and Police Commission. The department and commission reversed many of the changes after public outrage. Flynn also has caught heat over how he wants to spend asset forfeiture dollars. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, to some it may seem like Flynn is losing support, while others say the criticism is unwarranted.
Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn was hired by the Police and Fire Commission 9 years ago. For much of his tenure, at least publicly, city leaders haven't expressed much discontent until recently. This is a snapshot of a common council meeting earlier in the month. Some aldermen complained about problems under Flynn's tenure, including money the city has had to pay to resolve claims about police behavior.
You got $302 million, lawsuits, a plethora of lawsuits with a plethora on the rising, moving out the city, and you don't want to work with the alderman that represent the city, the alderman that has crime and murders every day.
That's Alderman Russell Stamper. He was objecting to holding a vote on a measure that would allow Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn to spend $1.1 million in federal asset forfeiture money on tasers, security cameras, dog food, and dog animal care, among a list of other things. Stamper says there are better ways to spend the money to help the community.
The crime is ridiculous, and he's not looking out, he's not working with the people who represent the very areas that he has to patrol.
In recent years, there has been an uptick in concerns over car thefts and homicides. A couple of days after the Common Council meeting, Chief Flynn was again on the hot seat at a Fire and Police Commission meeting, where people were upset over changes to the department's standard operating procedure. Commissioners also disagreed with Flynn's pursuit policy and ordered him to change it. During that meeting, some commissioners pointed out that the commission also has the power to pursue disciplinary action against Flynn. The Fire and Police Commission alone is in charge of hiring the police chief, something David Crowley would like to see change. Crowley is a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee.
When you live in the communities where we're over-policing, and one of the biggest issues facing many communities of color is related to police brutality, we need to make sure that there's some type of level of accountability on the police department. And I think that having the Fire and Police Commission hire that individual is great, but I think it should go through the Common Council approval for the simple fact that many individuals want to hold somebody accountable.
Crowley admits that his legislation is controversial and will likely be an uphill battle, but he says his goal is to start the conversation about what so-called real community policing looks like. Yet some observers point out that many of the problems officers face can't be solved by policing. Stan Stojkovic is dean of the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare at UW-Milwaukee.
The accountability kinds of issues that they lay at the doorstep of chiefs oftentimes don't make a lot of sense. Many of these things are structural failures, institutional failures, failures of family, schools, employment situation, high rates of poverty.
Meanwhile, Mayor Tom Barrett says Chief Flynn continues to have his full support.
I think he's doing a very solid job. I think he's very professional. I think that he has really improve the standards and the performance of the Milwaukee Police Department.
When it comes to the proposed bill that would require the Common Council to approve the police chief, Barrett says politicizing the position would be the wrong way to go. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.